It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Well, a few days ago, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife put out the word that they issued a temporary rule prohibiting wild spring Chinook salmon harvest on the mainstem Umpqua River and keeping the North Umpqua bag limit the same as 2025. Want to talk about that with ODFW Assistant District Fish Biologist Chris Trail, who's on. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So kind of, first of all, give us some overall information on the new rule and what people need to know.
Just like you were saying, keeping a lot of things the same as last year. So these rules are basically, they're put in place due to what we saw in 2025. We saw moderate returns on the North Umpqua River and fairly low returns on the South Umpqua River for spring Chinook. And so we use what's known as a sliding scale model from our coastal multi-species conservation and management plan, and basically based on the average of what we saw in 2025 and what we're forecasting in 2026, we'll set our bag limits. And based on what we are seeing, it is going to, like you said, restrict wild spring Chinook on the main stem, but allow for a one bag fish limit, 10 for the season on the North Umpqua. And a lot of that has to do with the poor returns that we see in the South Umpqua for the spring Chinook.
Yeah, and what are the potential causes of these low fish returns? Well, what's the idea there?
So the spring Chinook in the South Umpqua has always been a pretty low population. And so when we're looking at, you know, a couple hundred fish, basically what we would like to see, a desired abundance, would be above 600 fish. And when you're managing for something that small, it can be a lot of different factors. Primarily, it's probably caused a lot by ocean conditions and potential harvest in the ocean when these Chinook are out in the ocean and we have our ocean fishery. You can't tell if it's a South Umpqua or a Nehalem or a Nestucca fish. And so that could, you know, just one or two fish can cause a, you know, a significant decrease in returns. We also are doing some studies to see how predation may be affecting this. So the smallmouth bass that we have that are pretty prevalent in the South Umpqua that will eat the out-migrating smolts could definitely have an impact. And like I said, we have some proposed research that we're going to be looking at in 2026 to see what kind of effects that is having. As well, South Umpqua, just a difficult zone for these fish to survive over summer, you know, high temperatures. A lot of it is pretty urbanized, you know, in Roseburg and such. And so we've been working with a lot of our partners, Cow Creek Tribe, U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, Department of Environmental Quality, to try and improve the habitat for them so they'll have a better chance of surviving over that summer.
So what are some of the things you could potentially do to improve the habitat?
A lot of it, large things that we're working on are things such as like fish passage. So we have a lot of culverts that are older on the South Umpqua, that we've been working with landowners and land managers to improve them, to allow for better flow. Been working with Department of Environmental Quality and our habitat biologists to just improve the riparian area, to allow more of that buffer zone, allow for hopefully cooler waters in the South Umpqua, you know, high temperature stress fish. And so anything we can do to lower that definitely helps.
When you have people get out there, like, I don't fish, and I know almost nothing about fish, what's the responsibility of the person fishing to know what they have caught and know whether they can keep it or not?
I mean, it is definitely the responsibility of the fisher person, wherever they're fishing, to look up the regulations, be able to identify what species they're catching. And we have lots of helpful biologists here. Our office staff is excellent. if anyone has any questions, always feel free to call any office, but the Roseburg office as well. And, you know, say, you know, I'm planning on going fishing on this river. What do I need to know? You know, how do I identify this fish versus that fish? And our staff will be able to tell you directly or get you in contact with someone who can.
Now, you're a fish biologist. What led to that career path for you?
So I think probably like a lot of people in this field, I was a fisherman myself. I started fishing before I have memories, basically, and followed that through high school. I ended up actually joining the military after high school, and after my 4 years of service in the Navy, decided to go back to school, use my GI Bill, and started thinking about what I wanted to do, and, you know, moving to the Pacific Northwest and loving it and seeing the beautiful rivers and fisheries here. I wanted to do my part and get into conservation. So I actually started going to school here at UCC and then worked my way to OSU to become a fisheries biologist. And,
wow.
Yeah, I love it.
So do you have, maybe locally, but overall, do you have particular rivers or places that are favorites for you to fish at?
I mean, I love, you know, fishing the Umpqua. Done a good amount of fishing down in the bays. So a lot of my time that I spent prior to this position was working on the coast. So, you know, Winchester Bay is definitely a beloved spot of mine. I like, you know, warm water fisheries, and we have those here in Douglas County. So Ben Irving Reservoir, just right there outside of Greene, Greene and Winston. Excellent fishery there in the summer if you want to go catch a bass or some crappie. And yeah, I would say those are the ones locally that I really like here.
How long have you worked for ODFW?
So I started with ODFW in 2019. I started, as many people do, as a seasonal worker, working actually outside here in Winchester Bay. Ended up working in Coos Bay, ended up working in the Columbia, and then worked for about 2.5-3 years in Tillamook, and then moved my way back down here.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it's obviously you're getting to do something you like, and not everybody is always enthralled about their career choice, but it sounds like you've got one that fits you pretty well.
Definitely. You know, after I got out of the military and I started thinking about what I wanted to do, I realized, you know, spending 30% of your life doing something you don't want to do is not something I wanted to do. So I wanted to make sure that I chose a career path that I'd enjoy coming in every day.
So if people want to find out more about this new temporary rule, or if they've got other questions about fish and wildlife regulations, where do they get connected with somebody on your staff?
So you can go ahead and call the Roseburg office right here. Let me give you the number. So it is 440-3353, go ahead and ask for myself, Chris Trail. You can talk to our district biologist, Evan Leonetti. They'll transfer you through, and we'll be able to answer any of your fishing questions.
All right, perfect. Chris Trail from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, Assistant District Fish Biologist. Chris, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
All right, 8:41 at the Morning Report.